Alrighty.
Take us away, Brad. What are we doing today?
We're doing the crapshoot today. During the last couple of years, I went to a lot of live shows, and I bought a lot of CDs.
I gotta say, I love this idea. I think this is fantastic what we're doing here.
I bought a lot of CDs that I've never opened. So.
Yeah, so how many do you think we got here? It must be at least 12.
Yeah, and of course we're not going to play all 12 or anything, but I have the full collection here to choose from.
Right.
I have them sorted into four piles. This pile...
is very good.
This pile is one where I have fond memories of the performance.
Right, right.
This is the pile that I have confidence in that the music is pretty good.
Okay, so we got three in the confidence pile. How many in the good shows pile? I guess four?
Yeah.
That's the same man. Four.
Four different bands, anyway. These two are complete crapshoots. I don't remember who they are.
Do you even remember going to those shows? Just so coked up and strange bathrooms and penises in your hands and what have you?
I don't remember going to these shows at all.
So they may be the best ones.
They could be. Well, this band is called The Porcelain Gods. Mm-hmm. And it's an EP, I guess. So, there you go. And this one, she's just a douche.
So you got the one we don't like.
Well, we got the one that, I don't know, she used to be kind of cool, but now, like...
Who is this?
This is Ember Swift.
Oh, yeah, Vetch hates her, too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, you know, I didn't used to hate her, but, man, I do now.
So, we'll just save her for the very end, then.
Hip-hop-infused politipop. I mean, anyone who could put that on their...
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
That's horseshit, is what it is.
That. Man.
To use your word, man, it's horseshit.
So the idea is we're going to... Some of these aren't even open, so you get to hear the fun of the crinkling opening. But we're going to just pick random songs, whichever ones have like the coolest sounding titles.
Yeah.
So should we jump pile to pile, do you think, or go down a whole pile? Or?
It's like musical Christmas.
It really is.
Okay, that's Kilbourne. Now, that was a cool band. That was the first... band ever said
I'd
anything
every
about
one of
my
them.
Yeah, first band I ever heard said anything about MySpace, and you know what she said MySpace is for teenagers.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
They look like teenagers though.
They're like, well, you know, 20 or something.
Let me take a look at these ladies. Let's see. Yeah, I dig.
Yeah,
her,
like the
her.
Chick.
Oh yeah. Definitely her.
Yeah
nice,
that's good stuff.
I think we got a winner.
Yeah, and that's the one who said, one was like, look up our MySpace, and the other one was like, MySpace is for teenagers.
So all you teenagers, look it up. I like this track name, These Highways Are Full of Ghost Cars.
Yeah.
Then maybe I should play that one.
Yeah, I must have bought this CD for a reason, so.
Yeah, that's by far the best title. So I think we're going to listen to These Highways Are Full of Ghost Cars by Kilbourne.
Cool.
From their album Measure of Health.
Thank you.
So I'd give that some thumbs up. I thought that was all right.
It's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
And I kind of hold, like, you know, bands you just see at random shows to a slightly lower standard, you know. It's not like you really track them out. They just happen to be there. So for a just happen to be there band, I think I would have quite enjoyed that show.
And they were very just happened to be there. It was like, you know, didn't even know the show was going on.
And even though, I don't know, at least they sound a little different from most chick bands.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Scream Chick. So we were theorizing, if anyone has this CD at home, I'm sure y'all do, we think it's probably the chick on the far left of the back cover who was the Scream girl who would be awesome to fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Ain't that the truth?
All right, so now what we got next in the pile?
Maddie is looking at the Trouble Starters.
Because I guess it doesn't count because I've heard this song before, but I think...
Hey, that's good.
I think Mike Love is in this band.
Oh, really? Local boys?
I think so.
Yeah, but Mike Love is a friend of my cousin's.
We used to play D&D together because we're cool. But I can't remember if this was the band or not, but if so, he plays bass.
Right, yeah, because he's a bass player. Yeah, he has like every Primus album ever made. He loves Les Claypool.
Yep. Fine fella, that Mike.
So what track are we going to go for off that one?
We're going to play Just Like Johnny Cash, and it's got a little bit of a psychobilly feel to it. So,
now, how much do you remember about that show, Brad? Do you remember seeing
nothing.
That?
Nothing. I remember nothing about that show. I remember the sign, I think.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, it's not like I got blasted drunk out of my mind at these shows, and that's why I don't remember them.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it's...
So,
this went to a lot of shows. I don't remember these things.
And you're just feeling in that mood to buy something?
Well, you know, they must have impressed me somehow.
Nice. Well, hopefully they impressed you with the track Just Like Johnny Cash, because that's what we're going to listen to.
Sitting there.
So the CD booklet has got no info at all, so we have no way of knowing if Mike Love was in that band. But assuming he was, what did you think of that bass playing?
It was good.
Yeah?
Not bad. It ain't no ain't no stand-up bass, but...
Right, well, nothing is.
Can't really fault the guy for that, so...
Well, okay. No, you're right, I guess. So, yeah, that was all right. That sounded pretty good. I think that would have been an okay show, too. That seems like one of them Fredericton shows where it's just kind of loud and grinding out, and, you know, you just drink a lot, and it's good times. So what do we got next?
We have the Port City All-Stars, which...
And we got a baby in the background, so everybody knows. Enjoying music with us. Music appreciation.
Download our show or we'll kill the baby. Nah. Who are we?
Sorry, Allie. Yep. Game over.
Yep.
But at least one person will download it.
So, yeah. These guys, the main person is now in a band called Adam and the Accidents, but these guys were around for a little while. And it was essentially an acoustic stomping band. They would open for... things. They really thought of themselves as a joke, and I just really enjoyed that vibe.
What do you mean acoustic stomping? What does that mean?
Like, the guy had an acoustic guitar, and they would stomp.
I see. How many people are in this band?
Three.
Huh. So,
fun.
One guy who plays and the rest stomp?
No, they all kind of, like, sing. One guy plays the guitar, all three stomp, all three sing as well. And they're we're not... gonna make it. It was, that was one of their songs. Yeah, we're not gonna make it.
So has this one never been opened before?
Yeah, no.
I am the first now to open.
Yes, it's pristine.
It's in the very unconventional. It's like more of a sleeve than a case.
So does the drummer hitting the bass drum pedal count as stomping?
There's no drummer.
That's check this.
Good Lord.
Memorex CDR.
Oh yeah,
handwritten. The Port City All-Stars. Hello in mind.
Hi-fi stuff here.
That's
man.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll have some soon. After this show, we're going to go out and have some food. Now, you got a song in mind with these guys?
No.
All right, let's let Matt choose then. What do you think? What title tickles you just right?
The songs tend to be very short.
So if it's too short, we'll let a couple run. But where should we start?
I'd say start at 7. Summertime is a crime.
I like that one. That one's attributed to Adam M. on the back. On the sleeve, the liner
That would
liner
be the
notes.
Adam of Adam and the Accidents.
Ah, I see. So this guy is the head dude, basically.
Yes.
All right, track 7. Wow, it's got a pretty extensive note.
People loved these guys.
My friends don't care that much about too much stuff. They don't care much. They tend to hide their heads. It must be said they hide their heads. My friends don't talk that much about too much stuff. They don't talk much. My friends, it must be said, talking heads in beds, talking heads in beds, talking heads in beds, talking heads in beds. Summertime is such a crime when the music's fine, but the words don't rhyme. Summertime is such a crime, it's such a crime, it's such a crime, it's such a crime, it is such a crime. And don't wanna think about her. And where we were, what we meant with April's words, and where we'll be in September. September, 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 September. friends don't care that much about too much stuff. They don't care much.
Very little stomping in that track.
Yeah, yeah. I'm disappointed with the stomp levels.
Well, you know,
virtually nil, really.
Yeah.
Well, there's a second CD that has 20 tracks on it. Maybe that's got more stomping.
Yeah, we'll break into that one
later.
Maybe it's because that's Adam M. Fancy Adam M. thinks he's so great, starts his own band. He doesn't need no stomping. So what's up next on our list? Let's open one of these, another non-opened one. So what do we got right here? Books on Tape?
Books on Tape. Holy crap. This is a guy from California.
Would you like to do the honors of opening?
And he had the coolest setup. Like, he's like a kind of... His act was almost like a percussion act.
Oh, hear that?
The fresh crinkle.
Yeah, there we go. Oh.
Anybody remember that album Dennis Leary put out after Bill Hicks was dead so he couldn't steal from him anymore? Track one was about the joy of opening, or the frustration of opening a CD. And it was a fucking horrible album because Dennis Leary really didn't have anything on his own.
So this album is called Dinosaur Dinosaur, and I swear to God, it's like a percussion act, right? Like, he's doing loops and samples and everything, and he has like 1,000 effects pedals. Well, not 1,000, but he did probably have like 50 effects pedals in front of him.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and he would just pound on the sample playing buttons and the effects pedals and everything. Like, and it was, I swear to God, it was like watching a drummer, but it produces this.
So is it possibly weird, the most intense single man experience you've ever seen?
Yes, actually. I would go so far as to say that.
Now, did he look at all like this old man that's on the back cover?
No.
Good, because that's an unattractive old man. So, do you have any song remembrances of that one?
We got Noises, Political Killing Machines, Surly Ambassador.
Fat Face. I like Fat Face so far. So, okay, we got Fat Face or Kitten, 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 Kitten Surprise.
Fat Face.
Let's play them both.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah.
All right. So you very much enjoyed this fellow?
I did. He played with a band called Wyndham Earl from Halifax, and I'd love to see them again. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what was that? Let's listen to that song, too. When Siblings Attack, Fat Face, and Kitten, 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 Kitten Surprise. Thank you. Brad assures me he does a wonderful live show.
And yeah, it probably would be pretty neat to see live. But
yeah, he's smashing the buttons. It's very cool. It's harsher.
It's weird because like just the little initial burst, I was so enthusiastic. I'm like, let's just play all these songs. But wow, that's weird. And those songs are very long. I'm going to medley those together. But like that one was going to be 10 minutes. And the first one was 5 minutes.
Too much.
Now, you're sure you don't go out and do drugs on these excursions?
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
pretty sure.
But I guess that's also the fun of random albums, is you're like, wow, live, that was so great. And then you hear it and you're like, that's weird.
Yeah, I think it's really just slow to get started. Like, we never did get anywhere near the end of any of those.
Right. Well, maybe I'll listen through more. Maybe the people listening to this will get a more well-rounded listen.
Excellent. They'll hear more than I actually have.
So, what we got next?
Well, we got the crapshoot. And we got some stories. And
wait, which one's the crapshoot? This one?
That one's the crapshoot.
Now, why is this the crapshoot again?
Because I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What? Ooh, but they have a kind of a nice.
So, the Porcelain Gods.
The Porcelain Gods.
Band meeting. Yeah, it's got
a great name.
Nice font. Kind of get that nice old 70s look to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess the title track is number 2. And I can't imagine.
And there's only 3 songs, so why not? Emergency Band Meeting?
Yeah.
Dinner at 6 is a good name, too, though.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
nice little ditty, but I'm always fairly surprised when you manage to find four guys that are all this gay. You know, that nobody just wants to rock out. Like, how do they all agree on that?
I don't know. Maybe they have cathartic jam sessions before a show, and they really rock, and then they go do their show and all puss out.
Right, right. Maybe.
Or this could be what their girlfriend's like.
It's true. Or they could be doing it for tang.
Yeah.
Or ass. Cock, whatever.
Right, for some body part.
Yeah.
Besides ears. Oh! No, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I can't love it or hate it. It's just in the limbo zone. Except it's far too long. That's enough of that.
Plus, I wasn't sure when I came in if it was a guy or a girl. And
yeah, that's always trouble. You going to be in a band when you grow up, Allie?
No. Are you going to be a success when you grow up, Allie? Didn't think so.
So I want to check out now. What did you call that?
What?
Oh, hip-hop infused politic pop. Oh, I see. She's got a description song.
Yeah, fuck. That's
chant-driven primal prog rock journey.
Ooh.
Spanish-flavored folk and naked love song, spoken word porn funk. I like that first one the best. Hip-hop infused politic pop. Tapped and wired. Anybody got a problem with that?
No.
Because
no.
I'll fight you.
It's like, holy shit. I remember very first show I went to hers of in 1998, I was like, hey, that was pretty cool. She had like someone with an electric violin. I thought that was pretty neat.
So she a lesbian or what?
That's probably. Definitely the electric violin player was. And then I went to her website, and it was like such PR flack bullshit.
So is that why everyone hates her? Because she's just such a sellout?
I don't know the extent that she's a sellout. You'd have to believe in something to betray it.
Right.
Right? So, you know, I think she's just always been that way. And, you know,
I believe she's dancing with a woman in the liner notes.
Let me see.
A woman that looks like a man, though. That's something I'd like to bring up.
I think that's the violin player.
That's something I like to bring up. If you're a lesbian who looks like a man and has all those mannish traits, there's nothing brave about that. Of course you're a lesbian. It just makes sense. You know? There's no balls to that.
It's like if you're a fat bitch and you're also a lesbian.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm just unimpressed by that.
It's I figure she's got to be a dyke because she's always in the picture with the same girl.
Right?
They're lovers.
It's not a very great sign of song.
Nope.
Not loving this.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember how I ended up at this show again and bought the CD.
So you could cruise for queer girls?
That was it. Yes. Bisexual girls, actually, one would hope.
Right. Well, you could always just tuck.
But they're always trouble, actually.
Tuck between the legs and roleplay a little.
For one thing, if you look at the liner notes or look at the lyrics, that's just too many lyrics.
She's got a song about spray on cheese.
Yeah, can't you just have a song that just goes, fuck you, fuck you, yeah. Fuck you, fuck you.
I mean, the fucking lyrics are like a book. I don't care that you have this much to say.
Yeah. She's got feelings and they need to come out, man. They need to be expressed.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Fuck you, Les.
Yeah, not even a hundredth as good as, what was her name? Vanessa Carlton?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. What was her name? Vanessa Carlton? No.
Her name was Vanessa Carlton. I was doing that agreeing no.
Now, okay, what else we got here? So that's you. We'll say Port City.
Oh, we got... now, this is a band.
Okay.
I love the story behind this band. I never even heard them.
Right.
I just hung out with them after the show.
Ah, and then so you bought their CD?
I bought their CD before I hung out with them after the show, but there we go. Then I hung out with them after the show. They're actually only two members of this band.
And now what's this band's name?
This band's name is Machina, or Machina, depending on how they want to pronounce it. Never learned how they did. And from what I heard, the last song is the most like what they played at the show I didn't see. I guess so.
What's it called?
Paper Airplane.
Huh.
All right, so we are going to play Paper Airplane.
So question. to forget about something that you never knew I had inside. And I really thought you would just open up your eyes.
So that's the one song with a girl, and I only listened to 2 seconds of the guy, but I like the girl better. I find that confusing. Why wouldn't you just have the girl sing?
Perhaps her voice gets tired.
But I have a feeling that last song with the girl would have been very nice if you're there. One of those nice in the bar, nice cool vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Had a few drinks, possibly the cocaine again. I'm stuck on it, what can I say?
Masturbating helps.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Nothing. No, it seemed good.
Yeah. The guy. Yeah, we compared worst jokes that we knew, right? The most offensive jokes we knew, and of course, you know, he won. He won. He told me this one. He said, "What's a dead baby's vagina smell like?"
It can't possibly. Oh, that is sick. Then he holds his fingers up to your nose. That is
so he
gross.
Won.
Yeah, that's a chance.
That's pretty rough.
Oh my God. That is brutal.
It's nice if you can get the fingers there before the person sees. Yeah.
Oh, I give some points to that one. That's rough. So let's head into popularity land.
Are they popular?
Oh yeah, Limlifter.
They used to be anyway.
Limlifter is a side band of.
I've never heard anything
of Age of Electric. Do you remember them? Well, they started 2 bands: Static and Stereo and Limlifter. Limlifter was by far the more popular. They really only had the one song. Tinfoil was pretty famous. And is that on this album? No, it is not. So this
that's the first album. I think that's the third.
Yeah, I'm pretty fond of Jumbo Jet Headache myself, if I recall correctly.
That one. So this one, even though most people have heard of Limlifter in Canada, Brad hasn't, so there you go.
I haven't heard of them since they played.
So for you, this was just a pure randomness.
It was a sub show.
Right.
And Melissa Off Del Mar
she's pretty famous.
Was playing at that show.
So these guys were openers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're from Vancouver. They played a lot in Vancouver. On the radio a lot out there, too. But yeah, this is Todd Kearns, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
Pet.
As a friend of mine said that this Todd Kearns fellow was the ugliest man she'd ever seen.
Really? I don't think he's that weird looking.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but, you know,
if I remember right.
Then again, you should see her boyfriend.
If I remember right.
It's like a monkey.
Age of Electric was formed by 2 sets of brothers, and I don't know how the split worked. If it was the 2 brothers or mixes, I don't know.
I believe it was the 2 brother sets.
Yeah?
Went off, yeah.
Hmm. Canada, hey?
Hey.
Hey.
It's a perfect day. It's a just disappear. Carried around by remote control. It's a perfect day.
Oh, we switched that up at the last moment also. We played a song that was not the song we said we were playing. We played Perfect Day to Disappear, as you may have noticed from the chorus, because that's what they say. So we'll leave Port City for the finale for take two of them. So now we got these two.
All right. I can't speak for John Epworth here.
Oh, it's not open, though. Open her up!
Very well.
This one is like in an envelope.
Yeah.
It's kind of fancy. It's got a seal and everything. Oh, yeah, this is an odd packaging because you pretty much wreck it just by opening it.
Yeah,
Maybe a knife?
I went into this one. I walked in while he was in between songs, and I admittedly deserved it, but you know, he's like, holy shit, it looked like the love child of Depeche Mode, and Joey Ramone walked in, and I was like...
You're just like, well, thank you. Those are both fine performers, and yeah. You can go to hell.
There we go.
All right, it's open. The seal has been breached.
Hey, there's like crap in here.
Whew. Isn't it quaint selling CDs in this age of the internet?
It is. So let's see, there's some dedicatorium here. Both sessions were written and performed without preconceived notions.
And this is John Epworth, his name is?
Yes, John Epworth. With the exception of the guitar-oriented bridge in song one, that riff has been looking for a home for a while. Within 12 hours! Recorded within 12 hours, aside from some additional mixing time for session one.
Now, I'll tell you what I like about this, is that the names of the songs are 1, 2, 3, 4, then 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 2, and 4, 2. So,
yeah.
I think we should play one from the second set, because those names are sillier.
Alright.
So what do you think? 1, 2, 3, or 4? What strikes you, boys?
Here
what do you like, Allie?
Here comes two.
Here comes two. Two it is.
Yeah, I was going to say two.
Two.
Well.
I'm gonna go.
Wow, that was a little weird, that one right there.
It's kind of neat, though. I kind of liked it.
It had some style. I don't know if there's any English in there. But that's it. You could have said, when he's burning you, just be like, yeah, well, I just heard some shit come out of you.
You fucking
your face.
Suck.
I had just walked in, and like I say, my hair was like pointing out like...
Right?
Yeah.
Had you just woken up in the next room?
No, I
stumbled in.
Yes, I live in a room at the Bugaboo Creek.
The Bugaboo. Speaking of cocaine, that's where Cody used to have his coke parties.
Yep.
That's the first time. See, I'm really not versed in the drugs. I didn't know people had coke parties in our little quaint town, and I find it laughable and pathetic. But
I thought that was at the Lunar Rogue.
No, he worked at the Lunar Rogue, but the coke parties would spill over. After hours, coke parties even. You needed to know people to get in. All right, so we got the Mudmen now with Rob Campbell on pipes. I like that.
Oh, these guys gave it such a great show. I love them. I've seen them twice. And,
Are they literal men made of mud? Because that would be worth it alone just to see that.
And they might, in fact, be made of dirt of some kind.
Oh, yeah. Filthy creatures, were they?
Yeah. I think one of them's like from St. John or something. I can't remember.
So do they have any hilarious names for songs? Yeah, those are all some pretty standard
titles.
Well,
there's Home
titles.
For Arrest, which is about as standard as it gets. It's that, you know, you'll have to excuse me. I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week. I've been drunk since I left. And the so-called vacation, we'll see that one.
Are there any yars in there?
Oh, that one's very yarry, yes.
Really?
Yeah. That one's...
You must have heard that song.
Yeah,
before.
You must have heard that. You'll recognize it.
Well, let's give it a try then. I think that's a... Well, I take that as a challenge then to see if I've heard a song that I, of course, have all probably heard.
If you don't recognize it, I will eat this.
What track number is that?
She's
Yes, once again, as predicted, with a song that I certainly must have heard. I have, in fact, heard it. And I like it. That's a good little song. I think I might actually give this CD more of a listen.
Oh, yeah, it's really well worthwhile.
Because I love that Flog and Molly type stuff. It's all these instruments that you think would just be sucky. Tin whistles and what have you, and violins, and it just comes together so nicely. It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, they always started off with this. They always start off the show with like a giant bagpipe blare, and it's excellent.
Yeah. It's just like fucking rock.
It is like it's totally rock.
How could a bagpipe be more rock? It just couldn't. So now we're gonna end off with the second one by the Port City All Stars.
We better get some fucking stomps in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man.
Shit. Now, do you think they stomp on the albums, or maybe they're just
maybe they only live? Stomp? Yeah, because like, I mean, I know they stomp a lot. You know. Outside of the recording.
Well, that's a pretty fucking dangerous misrepresentation if they don't stomp on the albums.
What I want you to do, Matt, is find the song that sounds most stomping.
Stomporama?
Is there one called that?
No. I wish.
Well, maybe pick two.
I'm going crazy.
Now, do they really stomp with gusto? What kind of stomp?
Usually. Yeah, but...
Like stage breaking stomping?
Yeah, like it's...
Do they wear special boots? Clodhoppers, if you will?
They wear boots.
Right.
Yep.
19 is called I Want a Girl Who's a Bumblebee.
I think we'll give that a shot too. Maybe we'll end the show off with that one. Sound good?
Yeah.
This is weird, man.
Hey, I don't know what to say. Hey, this was the experiment. This was the crapshoot, right?
Right.
We probably came off better than your odds of in craps, though.
What would those odds be?
Depends on what bet you made.
Fair enough. Going crazy. Stop.
a bumblebee. I want a girl who's 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 a bumblebee.